I'm having a goddamn blast on tour with this Big Mouth and a Small Town tour. So I've added some dates and wanted to let you know where I'm headed next. March 14th, I will be in Lakeside, Arizona. And then the 15th and 16th, I'm finally coming to Tucson. So if you're in Tucson, I'm coming to Laughs Comedy Cafe. Get your tickets. We're going to have a good time. My good friend Noah Kopfer will be featuring at those shows. He'll also be with me the following weekend when I come to Grand Rapids, Michigan. Dr. Grins, I cannot wait to see you guys again. Those are always some of my favorite shows, and I'm sure this year will be no exception. And then I am headed up to my home state of Alaska for the Alaska Before You Die Fest. Anchorage, you better not fucking sit on these tickets. They're going fast. There's a few left. April 5th, I will be doing shows at the Gumbo House. It's downtown. I'm doing an early and a late show, one night only. It's an intimate venue, so tickets are limited. It's going to be out of control. If you've come to my show at Coots before, you know how fun they are. This venue is so much better for comedy. I can't even explain it. Just get fucking tickets. These shows are going to be wild. And then on the 6th, I'm headed down to Homer, Alaska. I am coming, performing there for the first time. Alice's Champagne Palace. And then on the 7th, I will be in Seward, Alaska. So Anchorage, Homer, Seward, we're having a goddamn good time. I'm going to come kill it all those shows because I'm a fucking Alaskan assassin. Am I sorry I said that? I don't know. Listen, Dayton, Kentucky, 12th of April. If you are in the Cincinnati-ish area, Dayton, Ohio, Dayton, Kentucky, this is your chance to see me at a really cool new venue called the Commonwealth Sanctuary. And then I am headed to Portland, May 3rd. I'm headlining the Rip City Comedy Festival. I will be at McMenamin's Mission Theater. You guys, this is a cool theater. We want it to be packed out because of course I want it to be packed out. But also, like, let's have a goddamn good time in this nice, beautiful theater. So come to that. It's going to be a hell of a time. I can't wait to come back to Portland. And then Wisconsin, I'm headed back your way. But this time I'm coming to Janesville, May 17th and 18th. Green Bay on the 19th. And then what up, Florida? St. Pete, Tampa. I'm coming your way. Tampa, I will be there June 2nd. And St. Pete, they're ahead of that, May 31st. Tampa, I'm at Side Splitters. And if you go to the links in all of my bios or go to their website to get tickets, for a limited time, you can use the code JMS and get $5 off tickets. And wherever you are, I'm trying to get people to buy tickets early instead of waiting to the last minute and making me panic, so that if it is going to sell out, it sells out faster, so that I know that, the club knows that, maybe we can add a second show. It just FYI, that helps every artist that you're a fan of. So if you can ever buy ASAP, go ahead and do that. So that's your incentive to buy early in Tampa. And I'll be adding more dates soon. If you did not hear your town, but you want me to come there, head over to my Instagram, instagram.com/JMS Comedy, or just at JMS Comedy if you're using the app like most of us. Click the link in my bio, join my email list. That lets me know where you guys are so I know what areas want to come see me. So do that. I can't wait to get to more cities. I'm having so much fucking fun on the road. You guys have been amazing. People have been buying merch. These audiences have been out of control good, just electric, laughing, having a blast. And I know all these upcoming shows are going to be no exception. So I will see you there. JMScomedy.com/shows to get your tickets. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. We're going to have a fucking good time either way. So thanks for listening to this little promo. Enjoy this episode. Ta-ta, idiots.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
What kind of ignorant shit is that?
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
You idiot, you fool!
Hey, dummy!
This is the Ignorance's Blast podcast.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Hey there, idiots. Welcome back to Ignorance is Blessed, the podcast that attempts to overcome ignorance, mostly by asking ignorant questions. With me, JMS, Jessica Michelle Singleton. I'm your host. I'm a stand-up comedian, and I don't know a fucking thing about anything. That's why we're here. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe, rate, review it on iTunes. It helps. It makes other people find it. And everyone can learn. Answers are there. ignorant questions. Learn about people who have a different perspective than you, even if maybe, you know, maybe you don't feel like they've been answered. Maybe you think like, I still disagree. Whatever. It's all about learning to see where other people are coming from. That's why we're here. So thank you to everyone who's been here with me. Thank you to people who have left reviews, who have subscribed. So, so, so helpful. Another way you can help me, not help me, I mean, it is helpful. Come see me live. You guys, I'm on the road. Tomorrow, Wednesday, September 29th, I am in Philadelphia at Helium Comedy Club. So if you're listening from Philly, I better fucking see you out there. Come out, come say hi. Let me know you love the podcast. And the next night, I'm going right to Raleigh, North Carolina. So it's a boom, boom. Thursday, September 30th, I will be in Raleigh at Good Nights Comedy Club. Both of those shows are at 8 p.m. I've got really funny friends opening them. It's gonna be a good time. And, you know, it's even more of a good time for your ears. My brand new comedy album. My new album, Horny for Death. Let me correct myself since I got something caught in my throat when I said that. It is Horny for Death. Yes, you heard that correctly. Is available for pre-order and it drops this Friday. And it will help me immensely if you pre-order it. I already know you're going to get it. I believe in you. I believe you have good taste, that you love joy. You love to laugh. So I know you're going to go get it. But if you could get it now, that helps me. Just makes it pop a little bit more on all the stupid algorithms and analytic bullshit, which, like it or not, makes a difference to the entertainment industry because so many of them only look at the numbers now instead of the quality of content. So who gives a shit? I'm just going to put diarrhea on an album and force everyone to put it to number one. But that's not this album. This is real jokes, not an hour of me shitting on a toilet. So I don't know why I said all this, but there's a link in the show notes. And also on pretty much any of my social media, you go to at JMS Comedy on any of your favorite social media apps. It's somewhere. Whew, excuse me, it's early. Somewhere I have posted a link. So check that out. Please pre-order it. Send me a screenshot. If you pre-order it, I'll share it. Tag me on Instagram. I'll share it. I've got new merch, so come to the live shows for that. Queef shirts. Queef shirts that make a lot more sense once you've listened to my hour, which you can listen to on the album, and they will be available to order. You can order them. Not at shows. You just have to hit me up. But hold on that. I'll do another post calling for open orders. I got a bunch, and then now I'm hoping they slow because I'm about to go off the grid in October for just 5 days, 6 days. I don't know. Probably the first half of October, I'm going to try to lay low. I'm doing a vacation and trying to just hustle some shit out before then, including this. Listen, I've gone on enough. But one more way to support me, you know what I'm going to say, patreon.com/JMS Comedy. That is patreon.com/JMS Comedy. I realize I just stuttered there and I'm not going to cut it out because I want to get this edited and put out into your ears. So there you go. There's stand-up clips, full-length episodes. You get uncut episodes. There will be, you know, full-length video versions of bonus content. There's hangouts. There's more postcards, etc., etc., etc. So come join us if you please. I can't stop yawning. I decided to not have coffee thinking I was going full steam ahead and doing okay without it, and now boy, what a deep regret I have. Anywho, yeah, head over to Patreon. There's also a video of my album you can only see exclusively there. It's a side shot camera, but I will be releasing a well shot one. Hopefully, if things go well in Raleigh, you'll get a little special video version. But either way, full album's already there for the higher tiers. But please go pre-order the album anyways. Can't stress enough how much I could use your support. And that is one way to do it. And I don't put out albums that often. It's been a couple years. So just coming back around, asking you to support old JMS in her endeavors. Help me pay for my medications that I need to pay for. Impending doom for my rheumatoid arthritis, probably. You know, help me tip my nail ladies and masseuses who are creeped up on my crinkling body. I say that like I have multiple nail ladies and multiple masseuses. Like, that's a thing I do all the time. But I have been trying to keep up with my nails, and it's failing. One's already broken. Anyways, it doesn't matter. That's neither here nor there. Obviously, I took my Adderall. I need to shut the fuck up. If you want NeuroGum, go to getneuro.com/JMS. You get 15% off. It's caffeinated gum with B vitamins and L-theanine. They also now have a gum. I've ordered it. I haven't tried it yet, though, but I will let you guys know. Or maybe it's a mint. It's a mint. It calms you down. It's like an end-of-the-day chillaxin. So, I mean, am I going to start doing speedballs of NeuroGum? We'll find out. But join me on my quest by going to getneuro.com and /JMS, excuse me, and getting 15% off your first order. Now, enough about me. We got another psychic guest. You know I had to do it to you. I'm getting real into this stuff. I love hearing about it. It's just cool to get that perspective. And maybe I'm a little more hung up on it because of recent deaths. And I feel like there's definitely a connection in like wanting to, you know, I've experienced a lot of death through friends and family in my life, but maybe there is something to a recent death making you want to, you know, getting real, you know, hard eye emoji for, can we speak to the other side? So I don't know, but this lady was really awesome. She's got some awesome books and, really encourages people to like listen to their own bodies and be aware of, some people have this gift and they kind of ignore it. So that was cool talking to her about. So you're going to love her. It's Colby Rebel. I'm going to shut the hell up. Enjoy this episode. Tweet at me at JMS Comedy or Facebook me, whatever. Let me know what you think. I always want to hear from you guys. Also, you want to start a conversation about it, join the Facebook group. Ignorance is hashtag blessed idiots. Make sure you mention the podcast in the questions that you will be asked to enter. And now I really am shutting up. It's Colby Rebel.
Hey, idiots. Welcome back to Ignorance is Blessed. With me is an incredible guest. Best-selling author, international psychic and medium, host of the Colby Rebel Show. You guys, I'm here with Colby Rebel. How are you?
Oh, hey there, Jessica. I am well, and thank you so much for having me on today.
I'm so excited to have you. I'm glad you had room in your busy schedule. There's just so much I want to talk to you about. I got to tell you, I've been like really digging into like spiritual guests lately, and I'm very excited that you are here.
Oh, good. Very cool.
I know you're on a tight deadline, so I kind of want to just like jump into the meat of everything if we can. You're psychic and medium.
Yes.
So can you kind of walk people through, for people who are like, what's the difference? What does that mean? Fill us in.
Yeah, absolutely. So what a psychic does, a psychic has the ability to tap into the energy of the soul of someone in the living. And in that, we're able to kind of go into areas of your life. Maybe it's romance, finance, career, health, legal. But we can also tune into your soul's purpose. What does your higher self want? Where are the blocks? What's holding you back? And mediumship is where we have the ability to tune into the soul of someone who has passed over. So it's connecting to your loved ones on the other side. And then they will share their personality or their memories, things about them, maybe a message that they have for you.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for summarizing that, because I feel like there's probably some people who just lump it all together and they didn't know there was a difference. So that's great. I guess where I want to start is, when did you realize you had this gift?
Well, it's interesting. I think my first experience is different than when I realized I had the gift. First experience was at the age of 4 when my grandfather came to me in spirit. And what's really great about that is, you know, he came to me, was like anybody else. I got out of bed. I went in, told my mom what he said. So at the age of 4, I have an adult validating that something odd happened.
Wow.
But, you know, I thought everyone could do it. And then my family thought I had a vivid imagination. So, you know, I just went my whole life through that. I mean, I would just know things about schoolmates or partners I was with. And again, I thought I was crazy at one point, which probably we all are.
Of course, in our own ways. Absolutely.
Right. But about 2007, it just got so crazy. I mean, crazy stuff that was really hitting. And then it really started to kind of become more evident that not everybody was going around doing this and not everybody was seeing loved ones on the other side.
Oh, wow. So for a while you just thought, well, like, this happens to everyone. We just don't talk about it. Like, that's.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, I just thought everybody was doing it and then just not saying anything.
And then when you would just like know stuff about people where you're just like, I just have an intuition, I guess, or like.
Yeah, people would look at me weird and say things, but no one ever said, wow, you are a medium or wow, you're psychic. Like, people were like, how would you know that? I'm like, I don't know. It's pretty obvious. And they're like, no, it's not obvious.
Did people ever get mad at you? They're like, no, really, how do you know that? Who told you that?
Like, not mad, but just like, you're holding back, you're holding something. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, like there was just information that they were like, you.
Yeah, but now that I know, and now that I know what's happening and I tell people, they get freaked out. They are like, holy cow. Yeah. So they are like, okay. People think too, a big misconception is that people think that you can mind read. You know,
That you're just every single thought,
every single thought. Now I definitely can get impressions from people and I definitely may get an exact thought that does pop in, but I can't read everyone's thoughts wherever I go.
Oh, that's probably, thank God. Like that would be a nightmare.
It would be really weird. But the other thing too, is you definitely know, you get a sense, you definitely know when someone is creepy, when someone is weird. You definitely get a weird vibe with things for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. You say like weird vibe with things. Do you think that like, so I think a lot of us listening, we have this sort of just gut feelings, these intuitions. Yeah. Is that sort of just a low level of sometimes like a psychic ability?
It, a little bit. So I'll explain the difference between intuition and then psychic and then empathic. So everybody is intuitive. Everybody. It is your fight or flight. Even some people who, you know, the light keeps going out. So clearly spirit is around.
That's so funny. That's so interesting.
It's so weird, right? It's like, oh my gosh.
Like, come don't on, tell guys. Our secrets.
Yeah. Stop it. but what happens is with your intuition, it's your fight or flight. It is your survival mode. You know, a lot of times too, we, especially as women, we know you'll go into a room or you'll walk down a road and you may feel someone and you just kind of change direction or you kind of find someone. We just know intuitively when it kicks in, right? So that's your intuition. And then empathic is when you can pick up on the energy of the emotions of other people.
Oh yeah. So, I'm big time. Like,
Do you have trouble going into concerts and big crowded places and malls? And do you ever feel a little claustrophobic if the elevator's too busy?
Absolutely. And it's such a funny thing to say because I'm a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
So for a living, I go in front of crowds. And I think the idea is, I kind of always been like, well, why am I okay there? But I've realized for me, when I'm performing, I'm like expelling my own energy. It's almost like, it almost creates like an energetic like shield.
Yes.
In
yes.
a weird way of like, I'm not absorbing you guys because I'm putting out so much.
Yeah. So what you're doing though, subliminally, is you are putting up a clear shield. We actually teach it. We teach students, you know, to put up that clear shield that all your energy can go out, but their energy can't penetrate you, can't impact you. So you're doing that naturally.
That's so funny. Cause like, and if I could only just take that off stage and elsewhere, although I do feel like there was a period in my life where I was very much like the kind of loudmouth life of the party class clown. And maybe that was my small messed up way of doing that.
Yeah.
Cause until I started hearing about like empaths and like what it meant to be empathic there, I just thought I was crazy. Cause I mean, yeah, you really can like absorb other people's emotions. It's really,
you really can. And then what happens is initially, I'm sure this happened to you. Initially, you don't know whether or not that's your emotion or someone else's. Like you actually think it's yours.
Yes.
And so what happens is you may react or your mood shifts, or like, let's say you're out with a friend and you're picking up something from them And then you think that they're upset at you or they're mad at you or something happened. And it just like, it can totally, totally like, you know, impact and change things.
Yeah. It changes like the way you're interacting with them. If you think something's wrong, and then, I mean, that's a thing for me where, and I've tried to recently try to start making jokes about it, but I haven't figured out the joke yet, but just of like, and I, you know, I think that probably a lot of women have this like with their intuition or I don't know. It's like, you know, I feel like I can tell when something's wrong with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, no, but like, it's frustrating when someone's like, no. And you're like, no, but I know. And I don't know how or why, but I know that you're, something's off.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But the other thing too, is when that happens, whether it's your boyfriend or a friend or a family member, coworker, one thing to do is it about me or is it about them? Right.
Yeah.
And then that kind of helps you create that separation. And especially, I find especially with men in particular, they really hold in a lot of stress and tension.
Yes.
So we can pick up on it and they won't realize that they're kind of emitting that energy and that vibe.
Yeah. And they're probably like in denial about their own, like, nah, everything's fine.
I'm good. I'm Don't worry about me. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Wow. So then we go intuition and then empathic, but then what really sets apart like
psychic
ability?
Okay. So psychic is, let's say your intuition kicks in with a thought or a feeling, you just know something, but then it turns out to be true or then it happens. That second part of the equation is actually the psychic faculty. So it is basically your intuition is A, then a result, or you see something, you have a flash of something, you know something, that is your B. So when A and B equals C, that it comes to fruition, manifestation, that part, that formula is the psychic faculty.
Wow. Okay.
And then just to even break it down more, so what happens is the way it works is you either see, you feel, you hear, you know, you taste, or you smell. Those are your senses. Oh. We all have those senses. But when it is intuition and then versus when it's psychic, the senses are heightened. They're more. That's why, you know, a lot of times you'll be told stop being so sensitive or you're too sensitive or that's, and you know, especially when you do this, you're like, damn straight, I'm proud of it, right?
Yeah.
Like that you make your career off of being too sensitive. That is your job.
Yeah. Like your sensitivity is your gift. How lovely to like, be able to realize that and instead of continuing to try to like suck it up, you know, be tough.
Right. And I think what's really wonderful though, again, for someone like me growing up, nobody was really walking around talking about psychics and mediums and understanding. And at least now for younger people, you know, people are saying, tune into your feelings, what's going on? And this tapping into spirituality, tapping into your higher self, your soul. Yes. And so now it's so much more normal and you can see it's working. People are, I think, even though we obviously have depression and sadness and all of that, people are really being more open about talking about things. And I think it's, and even men, 100%.
Oh yeah.
Which is great.
Miles difference. Well, yeah, I know. I mean, what a difference just to grow up in a world where that language is all around you versus growing up and no one's talking about it. And you're like, just kind of feeling crazy or feeling.
And you think you're crazy. Yes. Wow. And then think about children back in the day, or even now, you know, kids are so sensitive and see spirit all the time. And they'll say they see someone or there's a monster in my room because they don't know who it is. And then the parent says, right, oh, don't you worry, I'll get that bad man out of here. Or there's no spirits, it's just a dream, right? It's nothing, it's just a nightmare. And so we teach children to ignore what's happening, to ignore their connection.
Wow, that's so interesting. That part never even occurred to me. Yeah, because Do you feel like, do you think it's mostly like nurture that shuts off people's ability? Like the way that we have raised kids going, oh, that's nothing, that shuts people off?
I feel like, I definitely feel like a big, big part of it is not just parents by any means, but society. So, you know, when you go to school as a young child and you're seeing things or feeling things, you know, what do other kids do? Maybe they'll make fun of you, right? So we'll shut it down. We want to be normal. We want to be like everybody else.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not a consciousness that we're saying, oh, let's shove your gifts into the closet.
No.
But I just think it's through society. And again, hopefully that's shifting and changing as, you know, there's a crackdown on bullying and there's an acceptance of people. And, you know, hopefully that really helps anyone who's sensitive feel more confident in holding on to it. There are children who will just naturally lose it. You may lose it, but what will happen is you may have a traumatic event or a near-death experience that reawakens it.
Whoa. That's interesting that can reawaken it. And they also say, I was just looking at, there's been studies done about how there's a link between like trauma and people who are able to tap into.
Absolutely. And even a traumatic childhood. If you grew up in an abusive household, you have to survive, right? So your senses are so heightened. You know, they walk through the door. Let's walk real quiet. Let's not make a sound. Your hearing is, are they coming
so
near you?
So in tune, yeah.
So in tune. So, you know, again, that fight or flight is such a birthplace a lot for the psychic faculties to really blossom. It's like a breeding ground.
That's interesting. I want to go back a little when you talked about how, you know, with your, you know, when you're tapping into like a psychic moment or psychic abilities, different senses can get heightened.
Yes.
How do you experience yours? Is it through certain senses more than others?
For me, it's very balanced. It's all balanced for me. A lot of people, again, they just kind of, they also kind of misuse the words, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of the listeners here have heard someone say, oh, I'm a clairvoyant. I'm a clairvoyant. Yeah. And what clairvoyant means, it means you see. You are
literally
a seer. You see the, well, you see the images within your imagination, within your mind's eye, or you can kind of notice something in the physical, but moreover, it's within the physical mind, excuse me, the mental mind. And yet, you know, there is an interpretation. So for me, I may hear, I may see, I may feel, I definitely feel, and then I'll know. So to me, it's a bunch of different ways. And then I put them together. But that's also what helps to be really well-rounded and balanced. Like if you're ever, anybody, if you're ever going to get a reading, you want someone who utilizes all the senses. Like I wouldn't want someone who just sees.
Yeah. Right? It's almost
because
like it's own
checks
and balances.
You feel, right. You see, you feel, you hear, you know, you're just going to get more intel.
Yeah. You're like, I want all of the information.
I want all of it. Right. And then some people, you know, they use cards or they use palms or crystal balls. And again, that's, you know, some people call it fortune telling, right? And that's, you know, I may be able to see things about your future, but I'm not a fortune teller. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to pull out a crystal ball or the tarot. And again, the cards are fun. Like sometimes if I'm with a girlfriend, I'll whip out some cards.
Oh, yeah. The cards are fun.
Them.
Yeah. Just like as a fun.
As a fun thing. But you don't, you know, really anyone who's really doing this doesn't need, shouldn't need those tools in order to connect. Because it isn't the cards. It really is what they're getting, the senses and the energy.
That's interesting. That, I mean, that dynamic. Do you think that with that note, could in theory, the cards act as like still be valid, but it's someone who maybe isn't as strong. So these are somehow a crutch? Or do you think
a little bit
more
sometimes, you know, sometimes we do call it a crutch, to be honest, but you know, as long as though, if the person is, even though they have the cards and they see the cards, but they're really getting the information, the intel from that higher connection, no big deal. You know, yeah. Sometimes sitters like to look at the cards, and sometimes they're just fun. They're kind of like prompt cue cards.
Yeah, just now, something to like make it more of a show.
Exactly. Now, the person who looks at cards and reads the cards literally for every single card to give you the reading, well, you know, you could do that yourself, right? I don't know. Yeah. So you want someone who is connecting to the higher vibration, to that higher energy level.
Okay, that's really interesting. Yeah, because I've had, you know, I've done like cards with girlfriends, and then I've had both experiences. Someone just giving you like, this is what this card means exactly. Or they have a card and then they start going, I'm seeing, you know, like,
yes,
something with someone who looks like this. So it's interesting to hear that dynamic. So for you, when you are like doing a reading or tapping into, you know, the spiritual world, what is that process like? What does it take for you to get into that zone?
Twofold. It's if I'm connecting mediumistically, I just make sure that vibration is in a good place, which it normally is naturally, because again, I've been doing this since I was 4. So it's a very natural process for me.
Wow.
I don't have to sit and meditate, or, you know, it's just a space. I go, oh, okay, we're going into the room. It's like, okay, we're ready. But then what I do is I ask the spirit world, who wants to say hi? Who's around that wants to say hi? And that's really literally how I start every session. Wow. Then in a psychic level, a lot of times I'll say, why did this client book a session? Like, I kind of say it to their soul. What was it you needed to talk about today? And then normally I'll get one area that's the most important for them. And then I start there and then go into the other areas.
Oh, that's interesting. So you kind of like tap into like, what are you really looking for here?
What is it you want? What inspired you to book today? What is it that needs to happen today?
Oh, wow.
And then again, my sessions are different because they're literally like you and I talking right now. There's nothing weird. You know, I don't breathe deep. You know, it's very, very, it's just like this. And then maybe I'll ask you a question and then we interact. But I always ask for validation too. I'll say, this is what I'm getting. Would this make sense? And, you know, so sometimes there are questions, sometimes there's statements, but it's like, look, let me tune in. Let's figure this out. It's not a, you know, someone who says, well, she asked me questions. I would hope I'd ask you questions, right?
Yeah. Like,
you know, this isn't a crystal ball, and it's silly to think that.
Yeah. And you're not getting like someone's life script written in front of you. You're like getting little like pieces of
little bits, right? It's little bits and you put it together.
So when you're in a session, if you get something and you tell the person, you're like, would this make sense? If someone goes, that doesn't really make sense, like that doesn't fit me, what does that mean? Does that happen or?
Yeah, well, not too often. I mean, it can happen for sure. But if someone says not too often or not really, then I kind of go back and I have to look at it. Is it, you know, is it about the maybe it's someone in spirit I'm connecting to and I'm saying this about them and they'll say, no, not really. Then I have to kind of reverse it. Do you understand it for you? And a lot of, oh yeah, I do it all the time. So sometimes it's just me understanding what is that loved one saying? Are they talking about them? Are they talking about you or vice versa?
Yeah,
so sometimes it's just kind of working it out a little, like where did my interpretation go off? Or the other thing that happens, and not again too often, but sometimes it can be literally a complete 180, but I literally got something and it's the exact opposite, but that's just as strong because it's just the interpretation was like the flip of a coin. It was just interpreted.
Oh, wow. That's
now
really
something's like, kind of. Now we have a problem. Now we're off a little. Something's not quite right.
Oh, it's almost better if they're like, no.
It's either better if they're like, yes, I understand it, or no, not. It's the exact opposite. Those are fine. When someone's like, kind of, then maybe something's off.
Oh, interesting. And when you say something's off, like, what could that mean? Like, you're getting like, you're not getting that,
maybe you're not connected, or you're connected. Maybe you think you had one person in spirit and really it's another, or
assuming it's someone else.
Yeah. I mean, it could be anything.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. It could be anything.
Do you ever get, I'll ask this question and then we'll take a brief break, but do you ever get I've never asked someone this, and now I'm just curious. Do you ever get someone who you're like really just not getting anything for? Like that you're
no,
like,
no, I've been really blessed. I mean, again, is it possible, Jessica? Like 1,000% it's possible, right? Yeah. And so there are people that don't. And if they don't, then, you know, hopefully they're just being really honest with their client or their sitter and just saying, hey, I'm not getting anything. And that's great. But no, you know, I've been doing it since I was a kid and it never went anywhere. So for me, it's just really natural. It's like, you know, it's like saying, can you go for a walk? And I say, well, I can't. And it's like, well, yes, you can. So I can. Yeah, I can't imagine. I can't quite think of something where it hasn't.
That's awesome.
But you know, again, too, in this, you're always going to have the naysayers and the haters. So
of course,
it's part of anything. Well, you know, as a comedian.
Yeah, there's going to be people who flat out just refuse to accept what you're doing. There's going to be people who are aggressively skeptical, people who are interested, but still have a lot of questions. And that's where I try to like land this podcast is, well, what are the questions for people who are like, I don't know, but I'm into this.
Right.
Because whenever I hear someone, when I speak to a medium and they talk about like talking to loved ones, I guess that's my thought is because is there ever anyone who's like, yeah, nobody really wants to say anything to you.
Well, a lot
nobody
of times
really has anything to say.
If that kind of happens, you moreover find that the person doesn't have a lot of really close loved ones in spirit. That's just kind of, they don't really have anyone. Their grandparents are still here and their parents and their uncles and their cousins. So that's usually the case.
Okay. That's so interesting. Okay. You guys, we're going to take a brief break and I have a bunch more questions and we'll squeeze them all in. We will be right back. All right, we're back. We left off with me asking you if anyone's just never had someone want to talk to them from the other side. But I'm curious from a psychic perspective, like a psychic medium, do you ever, like, what do you do, and maybe this has never happened, what do you do if someone comes in and you're getting, like, all negative, like, bad? Does that ever happen? Like, just all bad vibes, all not great stuff?
I think what happens is I get sometimes people that are in a really depressed place.
Yeah.
So energetically, when you tune into it, it can pull you down, right? Because the vibration's lower.
Yeah.
And it can be really difficult and you have to kind of keep that vibration high. And a lot of times they're so disheartened by life, no matter what you say to them, they're going to say, well, that can't happen, or there's no way, or not really, you know, and that's, you know, but my take on it is I just work with them with love, right? You know,
absolutely.
All they're looking for is that love. And so, you know, you just get, you're not judgmental about it. You're in that higher vibration, but it can leave you a little more tired or exhausted. But the important part, no matter what, is there is no judgment. So I don't perceive someone to be negative or evil.
No. Okay. Interesting.
Right. Because then wouldn't I be judging?
Yeah. So you're just taking what the information that comes.
Just taking the information and delivering what I'm getting.
I love that. I wish more people could be like that in the world.
Yeah. You just kind of leapfrog over, you know, there's the ego and we need our ego for survival.
Yeah.
And then there's the higher self. So when you actually go into a reading for someone, you actually have to leapfrog over the ego. And if you can tell if someone says to you in a reading, you know, well, I'm feeling like you really need to be more open because you're just not open. That's the ego.
Yeah.
Right. That's my opinion of what's happening.
Yeah.
Whereas
you framed it negatively, where it is like, could just be a thing. You don't, it doesn't need to be good or bad.
Yeah. Like when I tune in and if someone, I could say, listen, I know that you're wanting love, but I also feel like, you know, it's hard for you to be out or it's hard for you to trust people. I know you get a little shy. Would this make sense? Right. So it's not about me saying you need to, you know,
suck
listen,
it up.
I feel like it'd be a great idea. And I make suggestions and give them options. route A, route B. It's like, the, you know, the books, remember when they have different endings, you know?
Oh yeah, choose your own ending.
Yeah, because you have free will. So it doesn't even matter what someone tells you. You know, I had a psychic back when I was young. Me and my best friend always used to go see psychics, loved it. It was like so much fun. And I remember one particular lady telling me that I was going to have three divorces. Now, first of all, no psychic should ever tell someone, especially a young person, that that's if you've so already had three divorces, that's fine. Yeah. But when you tell an 18-year-old, they're going to have, that's pretty disheartening, right? That's, but you know, actually I've never even been married. So
joke's on you, psychic.
So I'd have to really hustle out those three divorces if that's going to happen.
That's so funny. Do you ever, I mean, do you actually get information that specific ever? Oh, shoot. I think I froze on you. What? We froze for a second. Are you there?
Yeah. Are you there? Hang on.
Yep, I'm there. Got your audio. Sorry.
Are we good?
Yeah. You can hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're good. I don't know what happened, but a glitch in the matrix.
Always.
Always something. It's a spirit, maybe. Do you ever get very, like, do you get very specific information like that from time to time? Do you ever get like, this person's going to get divorced?
Definitely. Well, what happens is, I'll get a sense of a divorce or a marriage or a proposal. You know, I work really hard to not ruin marriage proposals. And I also work really hard. I never want to disappoint a client.
I want to talk a little bit about, cause we just, you know, briefly touched on marriage proposal. Do you know about like soulmates? So I've heard that I want to talk about soulmates and then,
twin flames.
Yeah. Because that's something I've read a little bit about, but if we could start at like a surface level for people who are like, twin flames, what's going on there? What's that?
Right.
What is that?
So a soulmate can come in many forms. You can have a friend that's a soulmate. You can have a romantic partner, but a soulmate comes into your life and really it's for a particular reason, right?
Okay. They're supposed to show you something, you grow in a way.
There's a lesson somewhere along the line. It's a lesson. And so that's your soulmate. So there are soulmates that can be together forever, but there are soulmates that come in and out and maybe your heart gets broken or a relationship gets destroyed, a friendship, whatever it is, but you will know it's a soulmate because it will always be traumatic and kind of a heartbreak around it.
Oh, wow.
Because your soul is hurt. Your soul will hurt, but that's a soulmate. A twin flame is really that other idea of the, and like we said, we always have to complete ourselves, as we know, you have to make yourself happy. However, your soulmate is really kind of the other half of you. They're very, it's like soulmate the opposite of you, the other person. It's like, you know, and you'll know that it's like, you will feel like you always knew them. You will feel like you will just know because you can't be with anybody else. You cannot be. You can't breathe and feel. It's like there's something where no matter what, you two have to be together. So that is more of that twin flame. And so I cautiously say the person that completes you because, you know, obviously we have to complete ourselves and be happy alone. But on some soul level, you two are united as one. And the idea is at one point you split apart and now you're reunited. So that's kind of the idea, if I could say it that way.
Okay. So people could have a number of soulmates, but your twin flame is someone who like, you really are like two peas in a pod on a soul.
Exactly. It is two peas in a pod. And you know, sometimes you'll say, and again, this can, just to be very clear, it absolutely can be the same sex without a doubt. It could be non-identified, whatever we say. But sometimes you may hear the person say, oh, it's the guy version of me or the female version of me.
Yeah.
Generally, that's kind of what we've heard previously, but anybody who is with the absolute love of their life, they know it is their twin flame.
Oh, wow. I love that. And so when you say that, like, you were separated at some point, is that, do you mean like a past life thing? What is?
More of a soul thing. Past lives are just lives. Past life is just a past life, but it's a soul. Like, it's, you know, when we have twins. So it's the idea of, you know, when a woman has twins, it basically was a baby that became two. Like a,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So the twin flame is the soul version of that became two. And then now you're together. So does that make sense? So
it's literally like twins,
in the pregnancy is the physical version. The soul version is the twin separating and then coming back.
Wow. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
It's so interesting to think of it like that. Okay. On that note of being separated, coming back, as someone who's, you know, tapped into the spiritual world, what are your thoughts, or how do you feel about, like, what death means? Like, is life recurring? Is there like a spiritual world everyone goes to after this?
So for me and my understanding, my belief on it is that death is the transformation where you lose the physical body. Okay. So death is only the death of the physical body. Your physical body is the anchor that keeps you in the physical world.
Yeah, on this.
So
point,
without the physical body, that's when the soul can go. It's kind of holds the soul down.
Okay.
Into the physical realm. But your soul is still around, right? You don't perish. The soul never perishes.
Okay.
And so the soul will be around. So is there a soul world? Yeah, where there's a lot of souls. But I also believe those souls are among us and around us and with us, talking to us, connecting to us, giving you those signs, those symbols that we all like to say. But yeah, they're still with you and around you.
Yeah. Okay. That's so interesting. And souls can like re-enter, like can a soul. Like,
you mean, rebirth?
Come back as a baby? Yeah. Like, is that a thing?
Yeah. I absolutely believe in reincarnation.
Okay.
But again, there are some people that have a belief and they will teach the belief that your dad could die and come back as your son. Right.
Whoa.
Or your dad could die and be your dog. I mean, there's radical beliefs out there. For me, I have a belief that it doesn't happen that quickly, that once we pass, that soul, same as you have life lessons that you learn while you're in the physical.
Oh, like
then once
lessons.
You transition, your soul has lessons. What did it learn? What was the physical experience? How do you move up? What is the next step? And so I feel like that timing is not the same as it is in the physical. And
so
therefore I believe our loved ones will be around us, and I believe they will always be with us. And then when we all transition, then we can reincarnate. But I feel like it takes a long time. So when someone says, oh, well, my kid says things that my dad said and he never met my dad, right? You'll hear that. And I'm like, yeah, that's because your dad is talking to that child. And so your child is picking it up, you know?
So
that to me is what's happening.
Oh, that's kind of like just a nice way to look at it too. They're like, oh no, they've met, you know?
I believe they've always met, and it comes through in a reading. When I do readings, I will say, you know, your grandmother's letting me know that there was a baby born after her passing. And they'll say, yeah, oh, she knows I had a baby. Of course she does. Like, she's talking about it. And then I'll ask that spirit, what has that baby done, or what have they done, so that it really show. I mean, I'm not going to know what they've done, right?
Yeah.
And then they'll say something, and it just always ends up showing that, yeah, holy cow, they are around.
They're around. Wow, that's chills. When you say, okay, so you said, you know, when we pass on the soul world, there's soul lessons to kind of move up. What is it? What do you mean move up? Are we working toward existence beyond human soul, that soul world? Do you feel
I believe that there is soul school in a way where maybe there's different levels or different grades, so to speak.
Okay.
And so I feel like we evolve the same as people evolve, right? And then you always say, listen, you have your spiritual evolution in the physical, right? You're working on, even by doing this podcast or even by having someone like me on in your own experience, your soul is evolving. So if you're willing to do that in the physical realm, how can it not be possible that it happens in the spiritual realm as well? Okay. Of course it does. It just, you know, a little bit different as to how it works. And then also, you know, these physical experiences are, it's like going to school. And then I think when you transition, then you have that, that, you know, looking through it, you know, reflection. Yeah. How were you? Did you let fear get in the way? Were you kind to people? Whatever it is, did you help move things forward? You know, did you do good in the world? Whatever it is. And then you learn, move through, and then eventually come back in to kind of do it again.
Wow.
It's also why I think, again, you know, why are, you know, miscarriages, right? Or because I feel like, you know, that soul, maybe that soul only needed a specific part of the physical experience.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they only needed to do the part of choosing a parent again, or the part of being there. They didn't need the entire experience.
Oh, wow.
And the same thing is, you know, young people passing away, you know, people will say, oh, it's so tragic. They didn't get married or they didn't graduate, whatever it is. And of course it's sad for those in the, of course, I mean,
yeah,
I can't,
for the rest of us. Yeah,
I'm not going to take away from that whatsoever. But to me, I always say to my clients, you know what though, that soul was a better student. They didn't need to finish all the, they got all their homework finished quicker and got to transition. They didn't need all of the other experiences. Maybe in a past life, they had the most amazing marriage and the most amazing partner. They didn't need to do it this lifetime.
Wow.
You know, I don't know, but that to me is, you know, when I think of what happened or why it happens, that to me is like the best explanation of it, even though we look at it so sad. But I also feel like, you know, we do grieve. And of course, I would never take away from someone's grieving process. But I also feel like the spirit world doesn't want us to grieve. I feel like they want us to live because they're like, I am right here. Don't be sad.
Get back to what you were doing.
No, let's go. Let's go do this. I really, really, really don't feel that anyone in spirit wants us to put our physical lives on pause because we're too sad to move forward.
I love that. I love hearing that. On that note, do you feel like, you know, when people go like, when it's just their time, it was just their time to go. Do you feel like that's always the case, that like when someone maybe dies young or something like as tragic as, you know, a miscarriage or a, you know, young death, do you think it's always like the time, like the timeline, it was just their time? Or do you think there's sometimes where like someone dies young and then they're like, ah, crap, I gotta go back. I'm not done.
Right. Do over. That's a great question. I feel like ultimately that there's a soul contract. Somehow on a soul level, we knew. I don't know. And you'll find that. Like, there's a lot of times when someone, especially if you lose someone quickly, unexpectedly, tragically even, God forbid, but you will find people look at their Facebook and their Facebook will say something prolific like, oh, I'm always going to be in my happy place. And it's like a days before, like something just so unbelievably, incredibly prolific. And you find that a lot. Or someone will say, I just want you to know I love you. And it's like the last thing they said or whatever the case is, right? And I feel like somewhere deep within the soul, it knows. I'm not saying the consciousness knows, but I do believe that somehow the soul knows. I also believe, and again, at the end of the day, this could always be wishful thinking. I'm very practical and realistic, but I really do feel that when there is a tragic passing, a brutality to it, yeah. I don't feel that the physical body of the person experienced it. I feel like the soul came out. And so even though the body went through it, I don't feel that the soul was in the body.
They don't have the trauma, like they leave before it gets.
They didn't feel it. Right. They may, okay. And people will say that. I mean, there's a lot of tragedy where people will say, I'm out of my body, or I was out of my body. You know, I saw it happening to me. You see people say, or I was above my body.
Yeah.
So I feel like the people that survive that trauma are sharing what actually happens, even if someone doesn't survive that trauma physically and they do transition.
So it's like that. I mean, that's very comforting to hear.
I do believe it. And I do believe it. And again, that doesn't always take away the pain of the living but you know, hopefully it provides a level of understanding on it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I really feel like that gives such a great perspective to, like, a helpful perspective in the grieving process, in my opinion. A couple more questions. I know you're in a time crunch and I want to squeeze them in. Do you feel like, are there certain souls that sort of ascend that cyclical coming back for lessons? Like when we talk about spiritual leaders, Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, are these in theory, do you feel like these are souls that kind of checked off all the things and can go in and guide people who aren't, maybe they're not?
Yeah, like, I believe that. I do believe we evolve. And then you become a master guide, right? You become that teacher for others, even on the soul level.
Wow. Do you ever get in readings like some bigger like master guide coming in that like,
you know, that's not how I work, because I'm so much about validation.
Yeah.
I'm very, you know, practical and realistic. Okay. And so I'm not going to talk about your guides or your angels, only because how am I going to prove it to you? The only times I will is sometimes they'll say, I know you're praying to so-and-so. Like I'll, you know, I can validate it that way, but I'm not one to do a whole reading doing it. That's other people.
Yeah.
They'll do it. I really love connecting either to your soul or to your loved one's soul. Sometimes a little bit to the guides, but again, it's not a whole reading about that.
Okay.
Because how can I prove that?
No.
You know, and I really like, to me, it's the miracles in going, holy cow, how would you know this?
Yeah. Well, and I like that that's the choice you make with your practice of like, no, I want the people to see me to be sure that like they're getting this authentic connection. And
yeah. And I guess if I'm going to be transparent, I don't think it's how I want to work. I feel like that's how spirit wants me to work. You know, I asked a long time ago, what do you want from me? And that's why I don't want to take away from someone, you know, if they do that, you know, that may be how spirit wants them to work. And
absolutely.
That's
like their place.
That's their place.
I love that. I love that so much. One more question and then I'll have you plug all your things and tell everyone how to go get readings and go learn from you. And on the note of learning, do you have any tips or suggestions for people who maybe feel like they have a toe in the world of psychic abilities? Maybe there's like, they've always felt there's a little something there, like ways to develop that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of ways is really playing with it and practicing with it. I would recommend getting into a development circle, taking some workshops, taking some classes. There's so much available online, in person. You know, you have to play with it. And, you know, the great thing about it is when you are around other light workers, as I love to call them, there's a vibe, there's an energy, you get it, you can feel it. Your physical body will respond.
Like raising your vibration.
Yeah. And you recognize, hey, I am not alone in this. I thought I was all alone. I thought I was crazy. And you start to realize you are not crazy. And it's super empowering and very, very cool and very, very fun.
Ah, I love that so much. Well, you guys, you got the tips there. Where can people find you if they want to work with you, readings, anything?
Thanks, Jessica. Yeah, just go to colbyrebel.com and there you can see where you can book a session. You can also, I have those online classes that we do live, or there's pre-recorded ones that are like $20. You know, you just watch those and you will learn. I've got the books. One of the books is helping you develop your gifts, psychic senses. Wow. So there's a lot available for sure for people.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for taking some time to be with me today. Thank you for sharing your gift with the world. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I really, thank you so much for having me. I love it. And, you know, just keep developing your own gifts, Jessica. Keep trusting that spidey sense, as I like to call it, your Scooby sense.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. I will. I feel this feels encouraging. I think maybe I'm going to lean into that a little more.
Awesome. All right. Well, have a fantastic day. And thanks again to the listeners for helping, listening, your energy, your vibes, and everybody, you know, listen and expand your gifts, trust in it. And if someone tells you you're too sensitive, they're not the right person for you.
Yeah. And that's great. There's nothing wrong with being sensitive. Thank you so much. Everyone also go follow Colby on Instagram and everywhere else. You know,
Psychic Rebel. Yep.
Yes. we love it. All right. Well, thank you so much. Bye, everybody.
Well, there you have it. Colby Rebel. How awesome was she? Oh my God. Go follow her. Go get a reading from her. Go learn more about tapping into your own psychic abilities with Colby Rebel. She was really awesome. She was recording in a dope ass looking cabin. Just chill, cool lady. If you like her, amazing. Go support her. If you like the podcast and you haven't hit subscribe, you know what to do. Subscribe wherever you're listening to this. Leaving a rating and a review is also very helpful. I apologize for all of my stuttering in the intro and outro today, and also the quality of the audio on my end. And there was one little glitch where if it sounded like something got cut, it was just the microphone, some system failure, and me being an audio engineer for myself, which is not a good idea because I'm not good at it. But I appreciate you sticking it out. I'll try to do better every other time. I got to stop apologizing so much. It's not the end of the world. Share this podcast with your friends because everyone's a little bit ignorant sometimes. Big thank you to Eric, Jean, Greg, Kathy, Terry, exclusive members of the League of Extraordinary Idiots on Patreon, as well as Michelle, our newest member. Thank you to you too, and welcome. I couldn't do these episodes without you. I love you guys. You're the best. I love interacting with you guys in the Patreon, on Twitter, on Instagram. It's a crew. We love it. You can join the crew. Join the League of Extraordinary Idiots. Get exclusive postcards, other things at patreon.com/JMS comedy. You can also join a lower level and a few less perks, but still the excitement, still the group, still the interaction. And I would love to have you and your support. I am an independent artist. I realize sometimes the perception of someone who's traveling and performing and putting out shows in the world could be that they're like a star, or like, wow, they must be really successful. Do not let the generic commercials occasionally at the top of these episodes fool you. I get pennies for them. And my road work is very much lower working class. I am just like the rest of you, unless one of you is a billionaire, in which case, will you please invest in me? I would like to speak to you about a business proposal, which is just me doing comedy. Let's talk about it. Anyway, please keep in mind that no guest is or claims to be a representative for any other person who has a similar identity. They are just one person sharing their own experience and ideas to help us get a peek at how things look from their situated position in the world. If you have additional questions for guests like Colby, or you want to suggest a guest, have just questions in general that you're like, who could we get? Maybe you're like, I want to know this. Who would be the expert? Come over to the Facebook group. Ignorance is #blessedidiots. Start a conversation about it. Maybe somebody else will know, you know, oh, I heard this expert on another podcast, or I read a book by this guy. Maybe that could be the person. I would love to do it. I would love your suggestions. I would love to hear your questions. Keep them coming, because the more we ask, the more we learn, the more we know, and the more we know, the more we can look down on others who aren't as smart as we are. And isn't that the point? Thank you for listening, and thank you for being patient with my ignorance. See you soon, idiots.